Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already the 13th day of May, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Robert Galen Ross will be joining us coming up in studio in the next hour. We had him in just a month ago to talk about the RFK, JFK, MLK murders, but I want to get him in to talk about the who's who, the elite, the global structure of the New World Order, and what their overall plans are from his perspective, working, of course, for the National Security Agency, and then after that as an international oil company consultant living in scores of nations. And he's been writing about the New World Order now for close to 20 years. He'll be joining us in studio today. I also want to have open phones in the first hour, second hour, third hour, fourth hour today on the economy, on the staged election, on more talk of what's happening with Iran. We will discuss it all today. Also, issues like this. I think this is very important. Genetically modified human embryos stirs criticism. It's not enough to manipulate the corn and the wheat and add insects and animal genes to it. Now they've got to manipulate human beings. And this is the government just now telling you they're doing this. It's been going on for decades, of course. Feds accuse student of terror espionage for talking about Constitution. We've now written this into an article, what we covered here yesterday on the show, and some people were in the comment section of Infowars.com, you know, saying, oh, we called Mount Pleasant, Dallas. There's no Bible school there. Well, you didn't do a very good Google search, did you? I have to know the name of the school, the full name, the name of the school president, all of it. We just didn't release that because the individuals we had on are a little bit concerned. They were threatened with, quote, having their head cut off, arrested, head on a silver platter, if they ever talked about it. Being told you're not allowed to talk about the Constitution, that is a call for espionage. That is, quote, terrorism and espionage, because we have a rogue government that is destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We have their training manuals where they say the Constitution and Bill of Rights are terrorist documents, and the Founding Fathers are bad. We have video of FEMA teaching it. We have squad car video of state police arresting a woman for a pocket constitution and then discussing amongst themselves, is it illegal to have a constitution? Just like a year plus before it broke in the mainstream news that 26,000 preachers had been hired to train their flocks to go to FEMA camps, we released the secret FEMA documents. And people didn't believe that. Just like you didn't believe they'd get rid of Posse Comitatus. Now they've announced it on the news. I mean, I'm sorry this is the reality. I'm sorry this is happening and going on. I know it's hard to believe that Homeland Security goes into colleges and says, you can't talk about the Constitution. It's a terrorist document. I know it's hard to believe that globalists like Philip Bobbitt have front page news stories in the local paper in Austin with a picture of a burning constitution saying it's good, get rid of freedom. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, I showed it on the TV show. I've shown it online. We've shown you, we scanned the cover of the local paper with the burning constitution saying it's good. I'm not the weird one that I'm reporting on them. Okay, I'm not the bad one. That I understand it's crazy. I understand it's hard to believe. It freaks me out. It makes me go into frothing fits. It's like everybody's emailing me going, how did you know that they would use illegal alien arrest operations as drills to arrest the general public? That's what FEMA's admitting they're doing. How did you know that? Because I watched the Senate hearings in 1986. I'm not psychic, folks. I just, it's all public, okay? We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, this is not confirmed. Tony Gosling over at Bilderberg.org in England is reporting. A newspaper that appears to be a print paper as well as an online journal out of Athens, Greece, is reporting that Bilderberg met over the weekend there, this time meeting a few weeks earlier than they normally do. If this is true, this is the first time in 35 years that Jim Tucker has not discovered where they are located and made it there within the first day of the conference opening. We've talked to Jim Tucker. He says he's gotten calls about it. He's trying to track it down this morning to find out if that is indeed the case. We have seen these false alarms before. We have seen people claim, and mainstream newspapers claim, that Bilderberg has met in their city. Sometimes it turns out that the newspapers, in the case of Turkey last year, were actually putting out disinfo. So we will find out exactly what is happening. I'm told Steve Watson is working on a report. Paul Watson is finding out right now all he can on this subject, and he'll be joining us coming up in 22 minutes from now at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to open the phones up in this first hour into the second, third, and fourth hour at 1-800-259-9231. All right, let me just run through some of the headlines that I have here in front of me. Genetically modified human embryo stirs criticism. Feds accuse student of terror and espionage for talking about Constitution. Expect Rod Serling to come walking by any minute. Eco group calls for voluntary human extinction. Says masses should be indoctrinated to stop having children in order that the human race can die out and save the planet. We're going to have this group on, by the way. D.C. Council moves to block surveillance camera project. See, they put the Homeland Security-funded cameras in, federally funded cameras decades ago, Homeland Security-funded in the last 6 years, and then they just convert them over to surveilling us, the fat hogs that basically government sticks a straw in and sucks on. That's what we're seen as. Belief in global warming slips. National poll out showing a huge number of people less believe that it's man-made or real. Yeah, your fraud is starting to implode. Don't worry, they'll move on to a new fraud as fast as we expose the last one. Illegal alien raid, part of a FEMA camp drill. FEMA said a week ago, or back on the 7th to be technical, in multiple papers, that they were doing a drill in the Des Moines Register, in the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, and other publications. And Lee Rogers, properly at Rogue Government, said that this will probably be a mass illegal alien arrest, but it'll be a PR stunt. And he was right, and of course he's right because he knows the history. And in 1986, it came out that in Rex 84, they had a plan to build a bunch of camps and claim it was for illegal aliens, knowing that that would be popular, but then really just use that to set the precedent to set up the camps and that it would really be used for citizens. Then 2 years ago, the Houston Chronicle reported that indeed, we had this from the FEMA documents years before, but Houston Chronicle finally reported that it was for U.S. citizens and that the camps would have dual use for illegal aliens and political dissenters. So that's the cover story for it. And now they have one just outside Austin in Taylor. We've been out there and covered it, had police walk across the parking lot to the other side of the road and said, you're not allowed to videotape in America. And we just said, go ahead and arrest us, and they backed off. Some of that video is in Endgame. When you see footage of children playing behind barbed wire in prison jumpsuits, small children, that is a FEMA center over there. And they put political dissidents, people who don't have political views, who happen to have visas in there. They leave the illegal aliens from Latin America pretty much alone. And then the feds are very sophisticated. They use it as a way to make people feel sorry for the illegal aliens and grandstand, pushing for amnesty, while also setting the precedent for no due process, which is wrong. So how do I know this? How did I know this would happen? Because, again, I've seen the Senate hearings. I've read the declassified versions of Rex 84. Illegal alien raid, part of FEMA camp drill, and was predicted last week by Lee Rogers that this would be a mass arrest of illegal aliens, and they did raid packing plants yesterday in and around Des Moines. So we'll be going over that. Also, L.A. Times reporting, Ron Paul's forces quietly plot GOP convention revolt against McCain. You're now hearing the mainstream media. We told you was going on months ago. And it is going to be quite a circus. Be assured of that. And we'll see how the media handles it, and we'll see what ends up happening, how the Ron Paul revolution ends up looking. I hope we come out like a rose out of this. We'll find out. That's certainly a fact, won't we? Bernanke, financial turmoil in markets easing. Now, I guess it's like saying as the Titanic began listing and prepared to go under that it was doing quite nicely. So we'll go over that. China sends troops to Sichuan as quake kills more than 10,000 people. Let me see. Mother Nature, the weather, has killed at least 40,000 people in the last week and a half in Burma. I'm sorry, a military junta said I need to call it Myanmar now, so I guess I'm Myanmar, wherever you pronounce it. I guess I'll follow the military junta. Okay, Myanmar. But now in Sichuan, that's just the preliminary is 10,000. It could be much more, and unfortunately probably will be. But do you see everyone hysterically running around like, I've got to give up all my rides. I've got to have black, you know, ski mask troops everywhere to keep me safe. You know, we had tornadoes kill 20-plus people over the weekend here in the U.S. Tornadoes a few days before that killed a bunch of people. The week before that, tornadoes killed a bunch of people. That mattered, though. We're just all going to run around, just police looking in bushes, under tables, for Al-Qaeda everywhere, with the borders wide open. But they built 45 miles of fence, so using illegal aliens to build it, so the general public thinks they've gotten tough on the illegal aliens. The theater continues there. So that is some of what I have in front of me today that we will be covering. In fact, I'm just iron-willed. I'm going to start covering all the news that I have in front of me each day. That means the news I didn't cover yesterday. I'm going to have to go back to that. That was probably 30 important stories, 30, 40, I'm just guesstimating, here in the stack from yesterday that I didn't get to, that were all incredibly important. I probably got to 15 of the stories I had. I'm going to get to the 30, 40, however many the stack is, that I didn't, and today's news today. And we will be taking your calls as well. So we're going to get to all this news. Let me go ahead and get to something that's very, very important. Now, there's a lot of facets to this, but a big one is that I remember in the British press and the French press, in 1997, reading about chimeras, human splices with cows, pigs, insects, plants, and these just weren't where a few genes were changed. I mean, these were human embryos, these were babies that were half chimpanzee, 90% chimpanzee, half cow. They were human embryos put in cows to grow up to a larger size to be harvested, to have their organs harvested. Oh, I mean, they're growing babies up big. And I would read this in medical reports and scientific journals, and because what would happen is I'd see a BBC article saying, oh, yeah, they're working on, at this university, putting human embryos, but that have bovine genetics so that it's not rejected by the Jersey cow. And then they want to go in, they want to grow the embryos up to a larger size to extract valuably, you know, needed tissues. And then I would actually then go Yahoo or Dogpile or Alta Vista, that were the big search engines at the time. I would go search around and find the medical journals, and you know, I'd be looking for one, and I'd find 50 others, you know, 100 others, 10 others, depending on the search. And I would sit there for hours at night reading on my slow dial-up connection. I'd stay at the radio station late at night because they had DSL there. It was quicker. And I would just read and read, and then I'd try to go on air, and I'd just freak out and start yelling because it's like, in 1997, 98, they had babies in cows. Humanoid bovine cross species creatures. And I'll tell, and of course, I right around that time, I'll never forget, the guy comes up, pokes me in the back, says, I don't like you anymore. I used to like you, but I know you're a liar now. There's no such thing as spider goats. And I felt pathetic. I felt dumb. I started just going, and the guy went, oh, you caught in a lie, you know, basically. And I was just like, I couldn't even respond to him. I couldn't even gratify him. I just felt sad for him, sad for me. And he started going, you know, I've got a biology degree. And I said, I finally could get my tongue. And I went, I wanted to say, you know, why'd you tap me on the shoulder kind of aggressively? And you're a chicken neck slave. But it was, it just gets to the point where you just feel sorry for the slaves. And I said to him, I said, well, do you currently practice biology in some field? And he said, no. And I said, well, when were you in college? And he said, UT. And he said, in the mid-70s. Graduated 76. And I didn't even say, look it up. I just said, fine, I'm a liar. And I just turned around. I just don't even care anymore. You know what? The FEMA camps are real. The babies are in the cows. The spider goats. You're being fed bioweapons. We're all going to get cancer. It's just I'm telling the truth, okay? I mean, that's the end of it.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
That's the big issue, is that everything is decades ahead of what the public even knows.
Jesus.
And it's all so reckless.
Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares.
So they had a phase in the mid and late 90s admitting all of this. And then I'd go on air and read a Washington Post article about Costa Rica with private laboratories with part chimpanzee, part human creatures that have been brought to term. That means they're in cages, ladies and gentlemen, but that they wouldn't let the public see it, but university officials had been down there from the U.S. and confirmed it. I mean, that's what mad scientists do. They're all hyper-competitive. They all want to, you know, be known in the history books. They all want to show off. There's huge money in it. And this is what we know they have. Can you imagine what goes on in the government underground laboratories and the private corporate laboratories? And then we have all these Nobel Prize winners and top scientists and genetic engineer experts on. We've brought them all to you here who will tell you that you change one gene, it randomly changes thousands, each generational expression and recombination of the DNA. And they're not doing that. They're changing entire structures and just grafting in plant with animal, with insect, with just everything you can imagine. Mammal with reptile, with marsupial, with bacteria. And they're feeding it to us. And they've already, for at least 6 years, got cloned cows and cloned pigs, and they're already breeding them, and they've approved it to eat, and it's already on store shelves. And then the companies moved to have legislation passed so you're not allowed to know on the label. And I remember learning 13 years ago, they were spraying food with live viruses. And they finally announced it to the slaves 3 years ago that they soak most meats now in live virus, quote, to kill other bacteria. The virus, its scientific Latin name is, however you say, bacteria-eating virus in Latin. And then it'll have a sub-name for its particular variety. And then, of course, they say, well, that's completely natural. But then you learn it's in millions of times the concentration that it's naturally in your gut. And then you find out that it's been engineered and grown in tissue vats from stock of all these other research animals. So then it's mixed with all their viruses and bacteria. And then there's all these new intestinal problems, and then it's linked to it. Doesn't matter. It's just like the Monsanto product where a naturally occurring toxic fungus is in and on the different food crops, and they argue we got FDA approval. I mean, this fungus is naturally out there, but this is 50 something thousand times, if you go read the reports, in some cases even higher than that, what is naturally occurring fungus on the outside. No, it's on the inside. And then, of course, they only look at that toxin it's creating, not the fact that it also then creates cell development sites where the soybeans and all the other plants that now do this, that they've designed, are creating the fungal hives, the fungal development, which then excretes it as factories inside. So there's all of that apparatus. I mean, if somebody doesn't believe in the devil, doesn't this make you believe in it? The devil doesn't exist. Might as well be the devil. I mean, the people that come up with stuff like this, feed it to their own children. I could go on for hours, ladies and gentlemen. But meanwhile, no one's worried about this. No, the police are putting cameras up everywhere, running checkpoints, pulling everybody over, squeezing more money out of the haggard, bedraggled population, the dollars being deflated, the currencies falling apart. And what do? Government just grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. And every form of micromanagement, every form of bureaucracy and paperwork you've got to fill out and filings you've got to make and just constantly jumping through hoops and being surveilled. And if you talk back to a cop or even ask a question, they taser you, and prisons being built everywhere. And yes, the news is reporting. Caller called in about it. I mean, I already knew this, and I'm not tooting my horn. My point is this has been confirmed. So I knew the caller was telling the truth. The caller said, yeah, did you see this PBS television program about the private prisons going and lobby for stricter laws to put more people in their private prisons? So I Googled that and did find a PBS report on it. I mean, it's so sick. Meanwhile, we're all being poisoned. All these horrible things are happening. Are we doing anything about the real environmental crisis? No. We're going to have a global carbon tax on what plants breathe. And the public's been convinced that carbon dioxide is a deadly weapon. They're running around like, yeah.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
Democracy. We've all heard the word. In fact, men and now women have been sent to fight wars in the name of it. We've been told that that is what our government is, a democracy. Though the word is not to be found in any of America's founding documents, not in the Declaration of Independence, not in the Articles of Confederation, not even in any part of the Constitution. The word democracy and its definition is found, however, in a 156-page book, officially compiled and issued by the United States War Department in November of 1928. This book, issued by the U.S. War Department, mind you, was published by the authority of the United States government, and thus must be accepted as authentic in any court of proper jurisdiction. And what did it say concerning democracy? What was the definition given in it for democracy? That is untold today, hushed up today, but we tell it at AnotherUntoldStory.com. Go there today, AnotherUntoldStory.com, and find the truth about democracy. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Watson and Steve Watson are trying to figure out if this Greek newspaper is accurate. Tony Gosling over at Bilderberg.org, we've interviewed a great reporter, very credible in the past, is reporting that indeed they met, they did a sneak attack, that Bilderberg met early in Athens, Greece over the weekend. Now, that would mean they were meeting about 2 weeks early from what they historically meet. Sometimes they meet about 3 weeks from now, sometimes 2 weeks from now. It varies. They're in a window of a couple of weeks. We're not sure right now, but we're going to try to find out very, very soon. Steve Watson is doing a report with all of the info condensed. Now, we know that about, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we can look this up and add it to the report, kind of pool our resources here and our mental resources here and try to assess this. There was a false start report, but it wasn't a false report. It was a false start report, I would call it. It was partially correct. They had a Bilderberg steering meeting, is what they called it. They have many meetings with like 20, 25, 30, sometimes as few as 15 members at the Library of Congress. It was 5 or 6 years ago. I just remembered that a second ago. And they've had other little steering meetings in Europe. where 2 months before, a month before, a week before, they will have a mini meeting, and it will be Bilderberg attendees there, and then even the press will say, okay, it was a Bilderberg steering. Now, would they have a steering meeting a few weeks early in Athens? This will be the first time in 30-plus years, 35 or 36 years, that Jim Tucker wouldn't have physically made it, wouldn't have physically found out where it was. We know they're getting more and more inventive, sometimes leasing whole hotels in another country, another region, another part of the world. We know that they put out disinfo to try to find out where our sources are. We're trying to get Estelin on the line right now. I just learned of this in the last hour and a half, so we're trying to ferret all this out. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. Paul, what do we know right now?
Hello, Alex. All we know is the fact that Bilderberg.org, which is Tony Gosling's website, is linked to a Greek newspaper website called Patris.gr, which is reporting that Bilderberg met from the 8th to the 11th of May, which was this past weekend. Now, the Greek news website report and Bilderberg.org don't state at which hotel that this supposed Bilderberg meeting took place. What we do know is that it was in the Vouliagmeni area of Athens, Greece, which was the same place where Bilderberg met in 1993. In 1993, they met at the Nafsika Astia Palace Hotel, which, from doing basic research into that, you would suspect that if the main meeting was to be in Athens, Greece again, then that's the hotel that it would be at, because the hotel is hidden from view. It's right on the coastline.
Yeah, but I mean, we have a Greek paper saying that they reportedly met here, but they can't give us the location. There's no photos. I don't know. It doesn't smell good to me.
Well, Tony Gosling on his website says that his source, who is called Marek Tysis, told him that it would be in Athens and that it would either be from the 1st to the 4th of May or from the 8th to the 11th of May, and that the hotel was booked up completely for those 2 days. But, I mean, it doesn't say what hotel it is. So at the moment, we can't be sure, though on his website, Gosling states, quote, "This year was the most difficult ever to discover where and when Bilderberg met. Intelligence gathered the 2008 conference would take place in Greece on one of the first 2 weekends in May. We failed to positively identify the date and location before this year's private meeting of Bilderberg," and then it goes on. So Gosling is saying basically it's the first time since the early 90s that the alternative media have completely missed covering a Bilderberg meeting.
I believe it's longer than that. Tucker has always learned the location for over 30 years. I know it was 33 years, he said, when we were in Canada, so that's 2 years ago. That's got to be 35 years. So I guess 34 is how many he's made it to. The last one, of course, in Turkey, in Istanbul, formerly Constantinople. Paul, what else do you think about the situation?
Well, from before 9/11, whenever Bilderberg met, there was one or two press reports, maybe in Reuters. After 9/11, it was, you know, a handful, and then going up to 2006, where you protested Bilderberg, that's when the dam broke, and there were hundreds of articles about it. There are always at least two dozen articles now about Bilderberg in the days before and the days after it happens. Apart from this Greek news website article, there are none whatsoever.
And they've got a photo, reportedly, of Bilderberg group members. It looks like Henry Kissinger here. And I guess they've got a photo. We need somebody who can translate Greek. Or we translated some of it. Steve Watson's translating the rest of it right now. And as you said, we've got Tony. We need to, I guess, call Tony. I think of all the people we've been calling, maybe we haven't called him. He's in the book in there for folks that are listening to the show. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned earlier, it's not unheard of, but it's it's rare that they convene at the start of May. It's normally at the end of May into early June. Last year in Turkey, it was then the end of May into the start of June. In Canada, the year before, it was the 8th to the 11th of June. Although in 2005, when they met in Germany, it was May 5th to 8th. But that's the only case within the last 10 years, from what I can see from doing, you know, 10 minutes of checking, that they met in the first, basically just after the first week of May, normally at the end of May or into June.
Well, here's a reported translation of it, but it isn't the best. It says, in Greece, currently happening, according to information, the World Congress of Secret Club Bilderberg, which has brought paparazzi, I mean, I don't know what that says, for the chances of the world, but also this is where prime ministers are nominated. It should be stressed that according to the infamy that circulates around the Club Bilderberg, they play for some reason the role of an informed world government. Yeah, this is translated from Greek using babblefish or something, so it's not that good of a translation. Some say indeed that anything important that has happened in the planet over the past 51 years has first been discussed and organized in her meetings. The club meets for 4 days each year in different sites, countries, and 120 politicians, businessmen, journalists. Only from the 30 until 35 selected NATO countries participate. Participants are prohibited to speak to the press or anyone else, and anything they learn there, they are not allowed to mention where they heard it. Further, they even go as far as deny that they were there. It is prohibited for them to tell their home parliaments of their countries if they are politicians, too. Big Greek interests are there in the list of persons that participate in the meetings of the club in question, according to information in the meeting of the Club Bilderberg from 88 to 2007, have participated. And then it lists some Greek people that have participated. The only Greek journalist that has taken part in the meetings of the club is Alexis Papahilas. In the meeting, at the same time, they appear to participate in general director of Coca-Cola. And then it just goes on. That's the end of the article. It doesn't even really say where they met or how they met there. Paul, what's your gut on this story? I mean, I believe the Greek press believes they've met. They just don't. Why would they not mention where they met or what hotel if they have a photo?
Well, yeah, it's badly translated, but you can tell that there's barely any detail there. So it's, at this stage, it's unreliable. I mean, the Trilateral Commission only finished their meeting on April 28th, and they're not normally this close together. They're normally separated by at least a month, maybe even two. So, because some of the same people are obviously going to be at both meetings, and the Trilateral Commission meeting was in D.C. this year, so not as if it's, you know, close by. So,
of course, Paul, none of these groups exist. You're insane for talking about it.
Oh, yeah, and of course, Bilderberg is just a talking shop, as Rothkopf, the author of the new Superclass book, said on your show. Even though Bilderberg predicted the oil prices would rise beyond $120 before the end of 2008, and they've already passed that within 5 months of 2008, so they have no influence whatsoever. I mean, the BBC report, they found documents that Bilderberg had set the agenda for the integrated European community and even the single currency as way back as the 50s when they first started meeting. So they have no influence whatsoever. Obviously, they say what's going to happen and it happens.
Well, they've been right so far. They're now talking about $200 barrel oil. Kissinger said that was the goal 2 years ago. What do you think's going on here, Paul?
With this meeting, well, we need to talk to Gosling and we need to talk to Estulin. I mean, Estulin hasn't updated his English version website since the end of last year, so we need to know what he's been doing and if he's got any information on it, because those are the two people that are going to know about it and if it's taken place.
We just confirmed Tony Gosling from London. In the 2 o'clock hour, so about 2 hours and 20 minutes from now. Paul Watson, shifting gears for the rest of this segment, what do you think is most important that's happening right now? What are some of the things you're working on the economy, the gear up for war with Iran? Iran is suing the U.S. for funding al-Qaeda groups, real al-Qaeda, blowing up some of their mosques. What do you think about what's developing here domestically with the tasers, where they're telling doctors they can't say tasers kill people? I mean, I'm just throwing a grab bag out there. I want your take on what you think is most important right now.
Well, what's worrying me is that now they're arming UK police with tasers. And the way they're pushing the police state in this country at the moment, as I wrote about at the end of last week, is by these environmental crime units. And the cases I cited included the man who allegedly, I mean, there's no evidence that he did, but some jobs worth, these people get paid bonuses for writing tickets, stopped him in the street and claimed that he dropped an apple core, which is completely biodegradable anyway. It's actually good for the earth. But he ended up spending 18 hours in jail. He was put in a DNA database. He was shackled and later taken to court, all for the crime of dropping an apple core. And there are similar cases every week. There was a woman who bought a sausage roll for her young daughter, and as she was feeding it to her, a little bit dropped on the street. It was immediately swooped up and eaten by pigeons. But again, these two environmental crime unit officers immediately rushed across the street to stop her, and she ended up getting a fine and having to go to court. So that's
now. Let's be clear. I've told everybody Singapore is the model. You drop a bubblegum wrapper, 1 year in prison. You'll also be caned until your back is bloody. The cameras are in all public bathroom stalls. The government tests in different sectors, different drugs in the water. I know the people involved in it. It is unbelievable. And they are going to create, in the U.S., we have 2 million cops. They're saying they're going to have 2 million Enviro cops by 2011, and I told you, 5 years in jail for a AA battery that your child drops out of a toy, a piece of garbage in your yard, huge fines. Notice now they're arresting people for no turn signal, no seatbelt. This is going to be total micromanagement. The CPS is going to be expanded. Total control. You think it's bad now, folks. Get ready, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, it's another tax as well. I mean, they can just walk up to you and claim you dropped a cigarette butt or whatever. If you pay the £50 fine, which is $100 instantly, then they leave you alone. It's like the mafia insurance policy. But if you resist it, then you're going to get arrested. You're going to go to court. And meanwhile, they just released a 40-year-old guy for having sex with an 11-year-old girl because the judge said it was consensual, and he's completely free to roam the streets. But if you drop an apple core, watch out. The rapists, the paedophiles can go free. But, you know, if you've got your trash can 7 inches open, then you're going to go to court.
Now, let's be clear here. People are arrested for flying unauthorized flags on their homes in England. They spend millions of pounds a year with secret police eating in restaurants for racist words, for your conversations. We have the headlines there. This is all coming here. It's the same thing. Secret police everywhere, but you're not for racism. Well, then secret police should be listening to you in cafes. But really, we know it's for other things. They ban demonstrations in most areas of England. The police, if you're getting crowds and start talking, come over and demand who you are, put you in a terror database. This is the total control, Paul.
Yeah, and they introduce it on the platform of micromanaging behavior. Most people in this country supported the smoking ban, but what it led to was thousands of council spies that went around town centers going into bars and trying to find people who were smoking, so that, again, they could hand out the instant fine if they refused to get arrested. So it's brought in on the basis of all this environmental ninnying, whereas the real environmental crises go completely ignored, which the government is mainly responsible for. but it allows them to introduce this new cadre of Stasi-like Enviro spies, and it's a huge stealth tax mechanism on top of it.
And meanwhile, in the U.S., if you're at a major college and a group of Boy Scouts come by and you work for the administration and you give them a speech about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Homeland Security comes and says, we'll arrest you for espionage and terror if you ever teach the Constitution again.
Well, that just tells you that the terrorists are in charge now, aren't they?
And by the way, listeners, we're not joking about any of this. And when Paul said that the guy dropped an apple core, allegedly, got 18 hours shackled,
put in a DNA database,
that is admitted. And the papers are saying it's good. Meanwhile, groups of hoodlums are not arrested. And if you've been attacked and robbed five times and finally got an old shotgun you hid and shot the person as they're trying to rape your wife, you get sent to prison for life. Paul, stay with us.
I'm gonna leave you.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
So your children right now are in public school being taught, go green, green, green. Being shown cartoons and movies about going green and sounds reasonable, be nice to the animals, don't litter, save the earth, oh, let's cut back on our carbon emissions. They're just culturally legitimizing armed enviro police everywhere, micromanaging every facet of your life, making the commoner criminals, so that the criminal mastermind state has an excuse to be involved in your life. We're not joking about any of this. You think you can hide out and try to work and pay your taxes and be left alone and drive the speed limit and keep your head down, you're going to have CPS come. You're going to have your injections. You're going to have your Enviro cops. You're gonna enjoy it. It's all part of your new system. Or we could stand up and fight back against it, I guess, but then you're with Al-Qaeda, criticizing your government's Al-Qaeda. Paul, it's getting really bad in England. I mean, I've experienced it on your streets. What else is going on over there? Because you are a beta test for a lot of stuff that then happens here.
Well, the most disturbing thing in recent weeks is the fact that if you live in England, I don't know, it's probably the same as the US, but they have what are called catchment areas whereby a family has to live within a certain area to send their children to a certain local school. Now, that one of the councils, and it later emerged that this was going on nationwide, they were applying anti-terrorism powers to track terror suspects in order to spy on a family to try and work out if they were lying about living outside the catchment area of the school. They were actually watching when they left the house, tracking them, following them when they got back.
Oh, they use the same thing here, yes. And they use NSA satellites now to watch us and control us and to see if you build a barn on your house. The whole military is being swung around against us.
Because there's no real terrorists that aren't government-run, so they're using the anti-terror laws against families. There's a new one today. Council that snooped on parents now uses anti-terror laws to spy on fishermen, and they're using it to spy on fishermen who are accused of gathering shellfish in prohibited areas of the harbour, and it's in the same area. So that's the kind of tyranny that's going on here at the moment.
And as the economies implode, as the fiat system implodes by design, they're just going to add more and more and more and more people to squeeze us. I wonder how much the public's going to put up with, Paul.
Well, not a lot more, according to the articles I've read, because all the comments after them, because newspaper articles on the internet now allow people to comment, which they didn't do before, but it's almost universal, but they're all talking about, this is proof we need a revolution, we need it now. I mean, they sound like Alex Jones when they're Daily Mail readers and just average British people, so people are angry about it.
And the government's answer is to build more prisons and hire more cops and try to intimidate people and try to hire bedwetting pastors to tell their flocks to go along with it in England and the U.S. And I got news, a gaggle of criminal SWAT team members with bedwetting preachers isn't going to win your New World Order for you, boys.
Certainly not. I mean, the Labour government just got voted out almost universally in all the local councils, but it's not going to make any difference. The same policies are going to be continued. So if they think by voting out Labour, I mean, that's the trick that's going to be played on us as it was played on you. They're just going to put the Tories in.
Yeah, we've had the right wing, now they're going to give us the left wing. You've had the left wing, now they're going to give you the right wing, who all vote identical.
Yeah, they're all Bilderberg selected as well.
Paul Watson, I really appreciate you popping in with us. Tony Gosling from the UK, Bilderberg.org, will be popping in 2 hours. Robert Galen Ross is scheduled to be orbiting into studio here in the next 20 minutes or so. And we got a ton of other news and your phone calls in the queue. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.